speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Last year, this time, I know many of you will remember that I gave a history of where the feast of Christ the King came from. It was established 85 years ago because the ruling Pope Pius at the time thought he wanted to remind the church of the role of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Probably the Pope at the time reflected on the lessons we read just a while ago. The lesson in which Jesus was asked by Pilate, "Jesus, are you a king? Tell us." And Jesus' response was, "My kingdom does not belong to this world." What was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying to Pilate that I am not interested in titles. I am not interested in royal robes. I am not interested in worldly power. "Then you are king, but not of this world," was the next question by Pilate. And Jesus answered, "For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." And that's the operative word, truth. "Everyone," Jesus says, "who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." My question this morning as we reflect, my brothers and sisters, is what, therefore, is this truth that Jesus made reference to? This feast of Christ the King is not a celebration of pomp and power, not at all. There will be no parades today. There will be no royal floats. There will be no 21-gun salute. Today is a celebration of truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is King of the universe. Jesus Christ is King of all creation, and our moment of truth is this. The truth is, and I am posing it in a question to you and me as we reflect on this feast, is Jesus Christ your King and mine? You may answer me now, but of course he is. Why do you even ask such a question, Father? Let us look at evidence, you might say to me. I have his picture in my house. I have his statue in my car. I have a crucifix around my neck. Everyone knows that I am a Christian. Of course, Jesus Christ is my King. But my dear friends, we are not today or any time we worship celebrating images or trappings. Our question is still unanswered. Is Jesus Christ your King and mine? My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is more powerful than this world. I ask you for more than any earthly king can ask. I want, Jesus says, dominion over your hearts and lives. Dominion is supreme authority. I simply will not and cannot settle for anything less. I am too important to you, and you are too important to me to settle for second place. How can we, my friends, know if Jesus Christ is our King? That's the question we are asking today. And I decided that in this homily, we would reflect on 3 points that can help you and me to determine that. 3 points. Point number one, in the form of a question or questions. How often do we think of Jesus? How often do we think of Jesus? This past week, I got an interesting text from a friend who had to deal with someone who was convicted and lived a riotous life. And when he was brought in front of others and asked the question, "Who is it that gives your life purpose and meaning?" And he answered, "Jesus Christ." Probably that's the same question we need to ask ourselves who belong to the church. How often do we think of Jesus? Do we think of Jesus every day? Do we think of Jesus often during the day? Do days go by without thinking of Jesus? Or is Jesus Christ only an occasional thought, more an afterthought than a predominant thought? There can be no kingship that is an afterthought or anything less than predominant. Number two, every day in our lives, my friends, we make a lot of choices. All of us, each of us, a lot of choices. We make small choices, medium choices, and large choices. The question is, how much does Jesus Christ influence our choices? Do our choices reflect care, love, and service? Or do they reflect caring for self, choosing self-interest over others, and even at the expense of others? If Jesus plays no real part in our everyday choices, then Jesus does not have dominion over our lives. Third and last, when we are faced with making a moral decision, where is Jesus in this decision? Does Jesus usually win? Or do we easily forget Jesus in favor of doing what we want, of doing what feels good, of pursuing our own gain and pleasure? When it's decision time, who has dominion? Who is it, when we make our decisions, have supreme authority? Is it Jesus or ourselves? My dear friends, as we celebrate this feast, worthy feast, I would say, Jesus came for one thing. Jesus came for the truth. This is our moment of truth. In truth, we all probably waffled around with these three points. Sometimes we may say, you know. Sometimes we may say yes and no. Sometimes we may say not always. But more important than how we have been, is where our hearts are now. Where are our hearts now? Can we say in truth, Lord, I know the ways and times I have not given you dominion over me. Lord, I ask your forgiveness for my failures to make you king of my life. But most importantly, my friends, is for us to say these words, simple words, I want you to be my king. I want you to be my king. I want you to take dominion over my life. My friends, if we can say this in truth, then today, Jesus Christ the King can smile on us and say to you and me, well done. You are mine. You are not far from the kingdom. Amen.